This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. By the very definition of the word, this pandemic is global, and we've talked a lot about what it's done to the global economy. Less, perhaps, has been said about the more remote parts of this economy. The sockeye salmon fishery up in Bristol Bay in Alaska was hit hard last year. The big processing companies up there couldn't really run at full capacity. The salmon catch was down by nearly half. The price per pound for sockeye fell. But as Emily Schwing reports, fishermen are optimistic about this year.
Nathan Hill just finished picking salmon out of a giant net on Naknek's muddy, rocky beach.
It seems like everybody showed up early this year. It's like, why is everybody here?
At this time last year, Hill, a fisherman, and many others weren't even sure they'd be out on this beach.
Industry in Naknek is very important, and there's a lot of push to keep the fishery going, and you had processors that had fishermen that wanted to fish, and so there was a big mixture of emotion.
This year, not only are people fishing again, but the catch may be bigger than ever. Travis Ellison is a fisheries management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
We're expecting a big run. We forecasted over 50 million fish for Bristol Bay total.
In fact, the run has already surpassed 60 million fish, and that number is still climbing.
This one has the potential to be a record total run to Bristol Bay.
Roughly a dozen major fish processors operate out of Naknek. The largest companies hire thousands of employees from all over the world to come here and cut, vacuum pack, freeze, and ship the salmon they buy from fishers like Hill. But commercial operators can't sell salmon if companies don't hire enough employees.
Operating a business up here is challenging anyway, just because it's remote and the logistics take a lot more planning.
Amanda Leshevsky owns Kwijek Fish Company. It's a small custom fish processor. Long before the fish start to arrive in July, she hires about 30 employees, mostly from outside Alaska. She also orders equipment, packaging, and supplies to fill custom orders for salmon.
So when COVID was really hitting and there was all that uncertainty and we were in limbo, you weren't sure, should I spend this $50,000? What's going to happen?
Uncertainty has always been a part of the commercial fishing business, but last year was particularly challenging. As quarantines and travel restrictions hampered hiring, demand for fresh salmon from restaurants and caterers tanked. So last summer, fish sold for only about 70 cents per pound. But Nathan Hill says this industry, like the fish he catches, is resilient.
Same holds true for boats and owners of boats and captains. And, you know, you see crew that grows up and becomes captain and it sticks. It gets in your blood.
This year, processors have prioritized hiring vaccinated workers, but a national labor shortage still has the largest processors feeling pinched. Some have said they plan to pay over $1 a pound for sockeye, a relief for both Hill and Leshevsky, who say the pandemic has convinced them to keep their own businesses small and nimble.
Selling to the bigger processors is great. They can handle a lot of catch. But knowing your processor, like Amanda and her company, it's a different feel. You are, I guess, more like friends.
And we're, you know, individuals. We're not corporations. So it's like we feel like we're in somewhat of a partnership together, because I wouldn't have a business without him, and he knows that I know that.
Right now, these business owners are just trying to keep up. With fish arriving in Bristol Bay in record numbers, nets are overflowing, and custom orders for sockeye, it seems, can't be filled fast enough. In Naknek, Alaska, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.